Chapter 2. A Boy in the House. One day, Arietti breaks a cup and Homily wants a new one.
Please go upstairs and get a new cup, Pod,
Homily says.
Borrow a cup from the toy tea set in the children's bedroom.
Pod doesn't want to go.
The tea set is in a high cupboard in the bedroom,
he says.
I must climb up the curtain to take it. I'm not young, and it's difficult.
You can do it, Pod,
says Homily.
Please?
Homily loves nice things, and Pod knows this.
Okay, Homily,
he says.
I'm going now.
It's 6 p.m. and Pod isn't at home.
Where's Father?
Arietti asks.
I'm worried. He's always here for dinner.
Don't worry, Arietti, says Homily. Your father is okay, but borrowing is not easy for him anymore.
Why can't I help?
Asks Arietti.
Why can't I borrow things with him?
Because you're young and it's dangerous,
says Homily. At that moment, Pod enters the kitchen. He's walking very slowly, and he's got a strange expression on his face. Homily is frightened.
What happened, Pod?
Pod looks at Arietti and he doesn't answer.
Arietti, take your dinner and eat it in your room,
says Homily.
I want to speak to your father.
Arietti isn't happy, but she goes to her bedroom.
Now tell me,
Homily says.
There was a boy in the bedroom and he surprised me,
Pod says. Homily is frightened.
A boy?
She exclaims.
There isn't a boy in the house.
There is now,
says Pod.
It was difficult to climb down the curtain with the cup. The boy helped me.
This is terrible, says Homily. Now we must tell Arietti the truth.